Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Anthony Mantova with your community comment. It's easy to get caught up in the national dramas that play out on the mainstream news. If you tune in, you'll be introduced to never-ending stories of Russian election collusion, fake Trump scandals, and, of course, whether or not Trump properly condemned the recent domestic dispute in Charlottesville. I'm not here to talk about any of that because none of it matters. None of it impacts your life because it is all fake news. When you look at the official hard data, the United States is turning things around, and thanks to Trump, we are starting to see the statistics to prove it. America's unemployment rate, 4.3%, that's the lowest in 10 years, and that matters because the rate was more than double in 2011. The quarterly GDP growth of 2.6%, it came as a surprise to many analysts, and it is likely to widen later this year. Similar winning taking place with illegal immigration, with the U.S. Border Patrol reporting the lowest rate in at least 17 years. President Trump is slashing regulations at truly historic levels. It is not as easy to find the stats on how the war against ISIS is going, but we appear to be winning in a big way, as the enemy's operational territory has been dramatically decreased. Iraq reports that ISIS caliphate has been smashed when their forces took Mosul in June, so the war effort appears to be going well. All of this is great news and should give us encouragement that the overall Trump effect is a positive one. But what do we see when we look at the state of California? How are things going here? It's not going very well. The rest of the country is changing gears and embracing a loose, less government equals more freedom model. The new Trump model will eventually lead to even bigger and better national numbers, but it won't help California much. We are dead weight for the national effort, with a local climate of overregulation and a state leadership that is not concerned with growth. The state's direct democracy has backfired in a big way, layering bad propositions in the voting booth on top of the legions of bad laws written in Sacramento. Most of the costs of living in this state are artificial, meaning that they are man-made. For example, California has the worst income tax rate in the country, according to the Tax Foundation. Even worse than New York and New Jersey. While not quite the worst, the sales and corporate taxes are very high as well. And of course, in California, the excise tax is 35 cents of every gallon of gas at the pump. The leadership doesn't get much better locally. So my point is, don't let the mainstream news get you worked up. The country is doing just fine, but do be concerned with our state situation. And if you are running a business, double the amount of concern and try to focus on fixing the challenges that actually affect your life. It is too easy to get distracted. This is Anthony Mantova, Community Comment.
Community Comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.